The Haines school year kicked off this week with two new teachers. That's a much less noticeable turnover than last year when there were 10 new teachers and administrators starting out. Of the two new instructors this year, one is working with the youngest children and the other with the oldest students in the school.
English doesn't have to be several dusty books.
Alex Van Wy is the new Haines High School English teacher. He says there are two teachers who inspired him to follow this path.
One was a high school English teacher who didn't teach me, and that was my mom. But then I also had a great English teacher. His name was Paris Bouchong. When I went to a prep school in New Mexico, he was this really goofy guy. He was part of the International Sherlock Holmes Society.
Van Wy says he's more of a John Steinbeck fan than a Sir Arthur Conan Doyle aficionado. But he says that teacher translated his passion for literature into his classroom.
English and language arts in general give a great opportunity to better understand the world around us for ourselves and to express ourselves through our writing. And I think helping students to develop the skills to do that effectively and purposefully are noble goals and something that I hope to achieve.
Van Wy grew up in Kenny Lake, Alaska, and this is his first teaching job. He recently finished his master's in education at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He student taught at a school much bigger than Haines, West Valley High in Fairbanks.
I think small towns are a really great opportunity, or they offer a great opportunity for students. You know, there's a lot more individualized learning. You get a better chance to know all of your students. I was working with 1,000 kids up in, or at a school with 1,000 kids up in Fairbanks, and you walk the halls and you don't know most students' names.
Haines' other new teacher is coming from a school much smaller than this one.
I was in St. Mary's for the last 5 years teaching kindergarten.
Sarah Voss also taught in three other Alaska villages for 1 year each, Koyuk, Akiachak, and New Exit.
My husband and I, we really were kind of done with the village thing. We're kind of ready to get back to civilization, but we liked the small town feel of the village, and I think we had never been to Southeast before, so we thought we'd try that.
Voss says one of the biggest challenges she's dealt with so far in her teaching career is making room for things like art and music in school districts that are pushing to make kindergarten more academic.
In all the schools I've worked in so far, they're lower performing and the test scores are low, so there's just more and more push from the state like to do away with art and playtime and all the fun stuff that makes them want to come to school. So yeah, it's really sad. That was one of the hardest things, I think.
Voss says she's excited about the emphasis Haines School places on the arts. She thinks one of her challenges here will be fitting an anticipated 23 students into the classroom. There was a large kindergarten class last year as well, and administration decided to move a few of the kindergartners into the first grade classroom. Voss says she's not sure whether that will happen again. Either way, Voss says she's excited to see her students grow.
Usually by the end, they're reading to me instead of me reading to them. It's just a huge, huge difference.
Kindergarten and first grade start school on Monday. Other grades kicked off the year this week. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.